Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the volatile situation in South Africa, where a Zimbabwean was killed by locusts last week, and another one has been beaten up and seriously injured.
Relatives of the late Elvis Ncube, who was attacked and set on fire in Deep Sloot by a vigilante group looking for criminals, says the preparations are underway for his burial in Zimbabwe. The family is seeking assistance for his funeral.
According to one of the family members, Zororo Pumlani Funeral Services has pledged to take care of Nyati's burial amid tensions in South Africa, where locals claim that some Zimbabweans are engaged in criminal activities and have grabbed most of the jobs.
And a Zimbabwean, Emmanuel Zinja, was attacked by locals in Bradenstorp in Western Cape, South Africa, and left for dead when a public protest turned violent with residents demanding the immediate removal of all Zimbabweans from the area. The residents were unhappy over lack of jobs.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has written a letter to South Africans telling them to fight crime and not immigrants.
In other top news, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has blamed the West for what is happening in Ukraine, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin was provoked by European nations and America.
In his weekly column in the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper, Mnangagwa said, quote, "A new order is emerging and Zimbabwe must respond appropriately and creatively so that it is not sidelined or placed on the receiving end of these fast-paced global changes," end quote.
And Zimbabwe is one of the 24 countries that voted against Russia's suspension from the United Nations Human Rights Council last week on Thursday, and 58 nations abstained.
Uhambe Mahlaba Zululindani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Namhla kuLive Talk sihlangana kakhulu okwenzakala kule South Africa. Okubuleyo khona isizalwane seZimbabwe, umnumzana Elvis Nyati. Unyati-ke utshaywe ngabantu, bamgangada sibili, bamthela ipetulo, bamgaxa lamathaya ezimota, bamlayita ephila waze wabhubha. So-ke kukhanyeke ukuthi-ke izihlobo zakhe zithi kulapho ukuthi umzimba wakhe kumbe ngithi isidumbu sithwalelwe kwele Zimbabwe kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Sibonile-ke izihlobo zakhe zihlangana khona ngale Hillbrow izolo, lapho kade zikhulumisana khona ngokuthi uNyati kumele kwenziweni ngaye. Wabulawa khona ngale Deep Sloot. Lapho-ke okulabantu babecabangela ukuthi laye ungomunye walabo abayenza ukuganga khona ngale. Kodwa-ke uNyati wayezisebenzela-ke ezindlini mavelas, loko kuthiwa i-domestic working nje echovachova elemuli yakhe. Singathi-ke ikhosikazi lakhe uNomsa Chuma uyakhala sifuna okumangalisayo ukuthi imuli ilahlekelwe yindoda ebesebenza kakhulu isebenzela imuli yayo. So-ke bayacela-ke ukuthi abantu babancedise. Sibonele njalo-ke kule nkampani okuthiwa iZororo Pumlani Funeral Services ethi-ke izathwala isidumbu sikaNyati isihambise koBulawayo. Kodwa-ke abantu sebedinga amabhasi lokunye okutshiyeneyo ukuzethi beyifika khona ngale koBulawayo beyibeka omunye wabo. Sikhuluma nje futhi kulobaba kuthiwa ngu-Emmanuel Zinja otshayiweyo khona ngale eBradenstorp kule South Africa eCape Town. Utshaye ngabantu kade betshengisela emgwaqweni besithi ha abasatholi imisebenzi, kodwa-ke bagcina besithi hayi into engani luhlupho ngabantu bokuza ikakhulu abeZimbabwe ababacabangela ukuthi bathengisa izidakamizwa njalo bathatha imisebenzi yonke. So-ke kube lokuxokozela okumangalisayo. Kodwa umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthi hayi manini kancane, ake likhangelane lokulwisana lobugebengu lingalwisani labantu bokuza. Siyamuzwa khonapho. Kokunye nje okwenzakala eZimbabwe, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ulobe kuSunday Mail lapha ekhuluma ngokwenzakala kwele Ukraine. Uthi-ke uVladimir Putin, umkhokheli wakwele Russia, wahlokozwa ngamazwe asentshonalanga ukuze yenze khonokhu akwenzayo. Uthi babemhlokoza emehlweni bekhangela ukuthi uzayenza njani. So-ke yingko-ke sehlasela kwele Ukraine. Siyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje uhlasele okunye okumangalisayo edolobheni leKharkiv. Kuzobuya-ke lezinye iindawo ezinjengeMariupol khona ngale ibutho lakwele Russia kukhanya selidilize izakhiwo ezinengi okumangalisayo njalo labulala labantu nxa sikhuluma nje ngakhonokho futhi mavela sikhanya ngani sebebhomba futhi lama railway station indawo zezilindo yaloliwe so kukhanya kulobo zimo obunye obumangalisayo so singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani konke lokhu njengoba-ke lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi ha elakhe ilizwe selibheke ukuthi libone ukuthi lingazifaka njani kukho konke lokhu kodwa lilandeli laba abangani bahlokoza uPutin so kunjalo-ke konke khonokho esikhuluma ngakho mavela sinamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lololu oluyaftok so-ke kuningi kakhulu esingathi singakhuluma ngakho njalo siyabona ukuthi bo laba abakwele South Africa bayazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi belungise ukuthi isidumbu sikamoyi u-Elvis Nyathi sihanjiswe khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe so-ke ake sizwe okunye abakukhulumileyo bona abemuli yakhona ngale yakonyathi ngangodaba lolo lapho-ke khonapho sizwe ukuthi
ngumzala kamufi u-Elvis Mgodazwe Nyathi kusho ukuthi sizwa indaba yokuthi la esihlangane khona e-Empire Park nase-Diepsloot abantu bathi yiyona i-memorial service cha akukho njalo bantu bakithi kusho ukuthi thina singabantu basendaweni la esisuka khona nxa kuye kwavela isifo kuba ne-Sunday yokuqala after isifo siyahlangana kuwo la ma-park esihlangane kuwo namhlanje sihlangana nje sizokhulumisana njengabomakhelwane lezihlobo nama-donations abantu ababengakwazanga ukufinyelela ema-banks ukuthi bakwazi ukubadiphoze lokhu ababephethe bekhalisa ngakho so le mihlangano ekhona namhlanje emibili e-Empire Park edorobheni nase-Diepsloot e-Extension 8 efakini yimihlangano efana laleyo esinokuyenza Sunday after isifo akusiyo i-memorial service i-memorial service mhlawumbe namhlanje ntambama okanye kusasa ekuseni sizoyimemezela ukuthi izoba kuphi endaweni e-covered ezokwazi uku-accommodate abantu abaningi endawo ezobe ine-space esikhulu angeke ngisho njengamanje ukuthi singathi sizobe sikuphi kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe by the end of the day today sizabe sesinayo impendulo yalokho
akusisi ukukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo ngoba namanje nje ngathi vele kuyehluleka nje ukuthi uyehluleka nokukhuluma nje uyehluleka nokukhuluma so usizo nje sidinga usizo noma yiluphi usizo nje singaluthola from phakathi wakithi abangasixhasa ngakho ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4 abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana sitshonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini ngoba nguye ubaba obesebenza unkosikazi wakhe akasebenzi
yes what I can say now is that the consulate came at Diepsloot together with Zoro Rapumlani and Zoro Rapumlani offered to cover all the costs of the funeral. So we agreed with them yesterday. We met, we went there at their office at Randburg. We started the first step, which means we continuing tomorrow. So they said that tomorrow they will give us, if they will be able to take the body tomorrow, then they will give us 3 days, meaning that maybe on Thursday we'll be taking the body to home in Zim. So we're still asking for more assistance if people can help and even maybe companies. It looks like this thing has touched a lot of people in all the parts of the world, in here in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in other neighboring countries. People are so touched to the extent that they are willing to go to accompany the body when it's being repatriated to them. So if we can get maybe buses to transport people, because a lot of people are not working, maybe if we can get a bus or buses, a lot of people will be willing to go and see while their brother is being laid to rest.
So that is Mr. Mphathisi Ndlovu, one of the relatives of the late Elvis Nyathi, who was actually killed in South Africa. I think my co-host, Marvelous, is back right now. So Marvelous, go ahead. So I can see that you are back now. So let's continue discussing this issue concerning what is happening in South Africa. Go ahead, sir.
Varikuwanikwa ivo vachichema chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa muSouth Africa vaElvis Nyathi apo tanga tiri kunzwa nekuona hama dzavo dzichitaura ivo pamusoro pekuti vari kutarisira kuti mutumbi wavanyati udzorerwe kumusha. Saka tanga tiri kunzwa hama dzavo apo dzikutaura idzo kuti vari kukumbira rutsigiro kuti vawanikwe vachiendesa hama yavo kumusha, kunyange havo vati ivo vachange vari kubatsirwa nesangano kana kuti nekambani yezororo Pumulani. Saka nasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti pane zvakare chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vanova ivo vaEmmanuel vanga varivo kunzvimbo yeWestern Cape vakawanikwawo vachisangana nedambudziko rekutemwa mumusoro nedemo munzvimbo iyi. VaEmmanuel Zinja vakawanikwa ivo vachikuvara zvakaipisisa. Pari zvino vakatowanikwa vachiburitswa muchipatara mazuva apfuura vachitobviswa masitichi mumusoro, asi vari kuti ivo nemudzimai wavo anova akazvitakura ane mamanza anoita 6 vari kufunga kuti vachidzokerawo kumusha, nekuti vari kuti ivo mabasa apera muSouth Africa mavanga vari umo sezvo ari munhu akamboti garei muchipatara. Uyezve vari kuti ivo nemumwewo zvakare mumwe muZimbabwean akawanikawo zvakare achitemwa zvakaipisisa mumusoro, asi ivo vaZinja vari kuti vakuda havo kudzokera kumusha, nekuti kuine kumusha kune vana vavo vamwe vatatu vari ikoko vavari kufunga kuti sezvo Mwari avaitira nyasha vakakwanisa kupona murutsva apo vanga vakatarisirwa kuti vashaye, vakutoda havo zvekudzokera kumusha. Tenge tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika izvo kune mutungamiri weSouth Africa vawanikwa ivo vachinyora tsamba kuvanhu kati vatingati zvizvarwa zvavo izvo imomo muSouth Africa vachiti vanhu vagarisane zvakanaka kuti pasave nebopoto ratiri kuona riri kuitika izvi pari zvino. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitikawo mune dzimwe nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, taona mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo hondo iri pakati peRussia neUkraine vari kuti ivo mutungamiri weRussia vakawanikwa ivo vachidenwa zvakazoita kuti vatange hondo iyi muUkraine. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo seZimbabwe vakawanikwa vachivhota kuUnited Nations Human Rights Commission uko kuti Russia isabviswe muboka iri, kunyange hazvo mavhoti avo akaita mashoma tikazoona Russia ichiburitswa mugungano iroro. Asi ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, asi nyaya huru iri pano inyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu muSouth Africa, umo tiri kuona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichishungurudzwa uyezve tikaona pachirasikirwa neupenyu sekutaura kwataita pane vamwe zvakare vari kupari zvino vatori munzira mekuti vada kuenda kumusha, asi vari kuti ivo dai vawana rubatsiro rwokuti vakwanise kudzokera kumusha sezvo pari zvino vasina mabasa. NdivaEmmanuel Zinja vanga vari kutaura.
Yes, marvelous. Kunjalo, Sibili, before we go to Mr. Emmanuel Zinja, I think we've got a person who has just joined us. Che, how are you? You can see that there's a man here by the name Che that has joined us. So, Che, can you hear us? Or maybe he's got some challenges with his connection. So, go back to him when he hears us. Che, are you there? Che, unjani?
So, hello.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, how are things?
Good. Yeah, no, I'm terrible. It's showing that I'm terrible only.
Well, okay. No, it's just saying, Tsepo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No, very good. So, Tsepo is a South African. So, you tell us a little bit about what is going on in this country so that before we go to Mr. Zinja, so that it doesn't get cut off. So, Tsepo, tell us, what's going on really in South Africa? Why are South Africans attacking Zimbabweans?
Yes, yeah, no, it's a very sad story, Mr. Duve. Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah, I think I will always blame our leaders, yeah. Because now I see a lot of leaders like from Zimbabwe, South Africa, and now they are raising their voice while they were supposed to raise their voice long time ago. You see? Maybe we should have avoided something like this. You know? Because if you raise your voice while there's an incident, then doesn't help. You see? Because this is a very, very sad story. You know? Because now, and the painful thing is, like a lot of people from Zimbabwe, they will die because of the other people, which is something they were supposed to address it long time, you see. Because now if they said someone did the crime, And then, which means they will attack everyone, which is not good, you know. I think the leaders, something like this, maybe there was like a long time they were saying, like people, let's say someone is complaining about the Zimbabweans or whatever. So, like the leaders, the broadcast or whatever, that because I saw some people like the, I think Matabeleland and Radio, something like this from Hillbrook. I think so there's something that they have. It's something that they have to, you know, address some issues every day, you know, to say, you know, guys, our Zimbabweans or whatever, if you do something here in South Africa, you have to know that you mess up everything for the innocent people, you see, which is not good. Yeah, because now, like, the crime is, I think we can say the Zimbabweans, they do the crime, but also South Africans, they do the crime, you know. But the problem when it's backfire, is backfire to the, you know, one side, which is not good, you know. Yeah, my side, I just want to ask the Zimbabwean that if this is true, that whatever they're doing, they have to know that they are mess up the other people, the innocent people's life, which is not good. Because last time I saw they called the other lady, I think she's a domestic worker. I think she was stealing something to transport to Zimbabwe. So, which is not good, because now all the domestic workers from Zimbabwe, you know, their bosses, they are no longer trust them, which is not good because of one person, you see. Yes, they must know that whatever they are doing, you know, they mess up innocent people's life, which is not, you see. That's why I said the leaders, it's very important to every time speak to us, you know. Yeah. Because if you are, let's say you are a broadcaster, whatever, sometimes you can say, guys, we hear that you do a crime, or you hear that you do this. Please stop it, because this thing is affecting everyone, you see. Because now Mr. Nyati, maybe he just died, maybe because of someone who did crime or whatever, even if there's no evidence, which is not good.
Yes, yes. I think my colleague has a question for you, Marvelous. Quiet and pose a question to Mr. Tsepo Londi.
As a South African yourself, what are you doing to also educate your community that they mustn't take the law into their own hands, whether it's a Zimbabwean or a South African who has committed a crime?
Yeah, you know, we try, but that's why I said the problem, our leaders, they're failing, you know? They're always failing because they want to address the people if there's something bad, which is not good. Because to educate the people, we have to educate the people while there's nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we try. Yes, because I have one of my friends is from, actually it's my colleague, is from Chipinge. Last time they hijacked his bag. Mm-hmm. And he told me that the guys that they hijacked me, they were speaking the Shona. Because them, they didn't realize that also is a Shona, you see? So, which is not good, because now they'll say Zimbabwean people, they hijack the cars, you know? And, well, maybe they're working with the South Africans, you know, which is not good. That's why I say the important thing is to educate everyone that you have to know that everything that you do, you affect a lot of people, you see? Because remember the something that happened at Deep Sloot. Even South African can lose their life.
Yeah, see? Definitely, yes. Yes,
yes, it can. Yeah, because that's why I said no. I blame the leaders a lot. Because remember, there was a heavy xenophobic. And I did that. Like, now I see that like the lot of the leaders, they're raising their voice, which they were supposed to raise before, you know. I see some people, they speak, I don't know, I think from Matabeleland or whatever. I think I see it's like someone, the headman or chief. So which now it's late for them. That's why I blame them. They were supposed to say something before that we can find a solution, you know. And it's very important for them, because now I see they came to go to meet with the police and whatever. Something like this, they should have done before, not now. While we cry, you see.
Yes, Tsepo. Let me try to bring in a certain Zimbabwean who wants to join the show. So, Yamuza Napoge, Tsepo, Lodi, Yakulumo, Utiama Zimbabwe's Hinds of Tala Konokuti, bezama ukuthi bekhulumisane laba kwele South Africa ngodaba lolu ngokuthi kanyazana kulobo zima obukhona njalo labantu ngani bahlukukele. So ke singakayi kwabaningi ngokuthi siye khona ngale ke kule South Africa lapho ke uMarvelous aqoke khona lo munye umuntu. So Samuel Dube, kube patient, siyabuya kuweva. Just be patient khona. So siyeza kuwe ungaqhumi vele ube khona. So Marvelous, I guess you talked to Emmanuel Zinja, and what happened?
I spoke to Emmanuel Zinja. He says he used to be a woodcutter, and his wife was also working at a farm collecting grapes and other fruits, you know, like from the farm harvesting. So he says that there was actually like a meeting that was called for by South Africans, and they had actually gotten permission from the police to have a peaceful protest. But the protest turned very, very ugly, and he was attacked when he was coming from his home to go and meet other Zimbabweans, because Zimbabweans had said, since there's a protest, let's just meet and, you know, talk about what's going on and, you know, quietly try to see what we can do. So he said he was attacked by 30 to 40 ex-wielding, allegedly South Africans. And they were saying to him they want all Zimbabweans to go back. And they were given 2 hours, he says, for Zimbabweans to go back. But, you know, he was lucky. But one of the wounds actually, the axe nearly got to his brain. And he said for a while there, he lost his mind. But he has been able to get treatment and an operation. But now he says that all he wants to do is to go back to Zimbabwe. He says because now the job is finished and he's not well, and his wife is 6 months pregnant. She's not working either because she has been tending after him. He wants to go home and be reunited with his 3 children. But he says, once again, he has no financial clout to do that. So he's asking for financial assistance.
Yes. So what we can do is to try to play this audio that he sent us, Marvelous. So let's try to cue it in so that people can hear what this guy went through. Here he comes.
Ini ndinonzi Emmanuel Zinja. Dambudziko rakaitika nderekuti kwanga kuri ku Cape Town kunzvimbo inonzi Bridgestone. Ma South Africans ai protesta. Saka vakatsvaga tsamba kumapurisa yekuti vaproteste. Vakanzi munoproste vanoprotesta in a polite manner. Asi hazvina kuzofamba sekudaro. Vakabva vatanga kuprotesta vachirova vanhu, vachibira vanhu, vachiti muri kutitorera mabasa. Tinokupai 2 hours dzekunge madzokera kunyika menyu. Imi hatidi kukuonai muno. Saka zvaita saizvozvo, ini ndakabva ndabva pamba ndichienda kunoungana kwanga kune vamwe maZimbabwean. Ndakabva ndasangana nemaSouth Africans. Ndandine maproperties angu ekubasa nemasecheo nemajaketi. Ini ndandichiita basa rekuoperator chainsaw machine wekucheka plywood negrass cutter yekucheka huswa. Saka vakabva vandidzinganisa kudaro kwainaya kwaitsvedza. Saka vakabva vatanga kundirwisa vanhu vavaisvika kuma30 or 40. Vanga vane matemo nemamacheti. Saka vakatanga kundirova nedemo. Mumusoro ndakarohwa, nechekuziso ndakarohwa matemo maviri. Heni mumusoro kugotsi ndikarohwa rimwe demo. Rinova ndiro rakanga rakundikanganisa pfungwa. Nekuti vakabva vandai pandakaenda kuchipatara ndakanzi skau yako yatemwa nedemo yasvika kubrain. Saka zvinoda kuti uende kuTiger Bank unoopare. Uonekwe kuti demo rachona harina kunge rakako rinozokonzera here tetenasi pakukuvara kwawakaita. Ndadaro zvino izvi ndakagara muchipatara for about 20 days ndiri kuchipatara ndichingopiwa mapirisi ndichionekwa kusvika ndazooparetiwa nachiremba. Ndapedza kuoparetiwa kudaro ndakabva ndadischargiwa. Ndichibva ndaenda kwandire zvino kumuzukuru wangu ndakamirira kuti ndibvisiwe mastitch. Saka masicha ya ndakama bisu wa kuswera zuru. Wakandipa hawa matablets kunge ndichinwa panguwa yekurara ni makuseni. Saka zvadaro ine hangu shuguro yangu ndangandaona sekuti basa izvino hapachisina. Handichashandi, handichakwanisi kushanda simba rekushanda kwanda handichita handichakwanisi. Mudzimai wangu haasi kushanda. Apa zvatanga tafunga ndezvekuti tanga tatsvaga rubatsiro rwekuti tiende kumusha. Nekuti kumusha kwedu kumhondorongezi. Ndiko kwatakavakira ndoo kune vana vedu. Saka tanga tangotiwo dai vanhu vatibatsira une rubatsiro rwekuti tiwane mari yebhazi yekuenda kumusha nemari yechikafu. Uyezve patakatiza kudaro vanhu vakabva vapinda zvemudzimba mataigara. Vakabhureka dzimba, vakatora midziyo yatanga takachengetedza yese, vakaenda nemidziyo iya. Saka zvakamira kudaro ndandati ini bhedha hangu nemudzimai wangu, sezvo mudzimai wangu akazvitakurazve. Ane pamuviri pane 6 months, apa kumusha tine vana vatatu. Saka shuviri yedu tanga tati, dai tawana rubatsiro nemari yechikafu neyebhazi. Nekutiwo preparation mudzimai wangu awane chekutenga preparation yaakanga ambotenga itabiwa. Toenda hedu kumbonozorora tiri kumusha tiwane kuzorora. Chimbozorodza pfungwa tichiona kuti maronda achona anosvika papi. Asi pari zvino hangu maronda emusoro ndiri kunzwa kuti zvave nani pane zvazvanga zviri sepakutanga. Ndoshuviro yangu iyoyo, ndorubatsiro rwandiri kukwanisa kutsvaga kuvana veZimbabwe kuti dai vandibatsirawo kusvika pane zvakadaro. Kana pane vanokwanisawo kuve nerubatsiro, kana vachikwanisa kubatsira vanongosenda panhamba idzodzi, ndopandinokwanisa kuti ndigotora zvandinenge ndabatsirwa nevana veZimbabwe.
There you are, marvelous. So the gentleman is in pain and he so said that his wife is pregnant and they've lost their plates, they've lost everything. You know, so it's a lot there, eh?
It's a lot going on. And also when you look, they look very young. It's like a young couple that we're trying to, you know, make ends meet by working in South Africa. Because he says he came to South Africa in 2014 and then got his wife to also come. And, you know, so now he's thinking it's better for them to go back to Zimbabwe. But we'll be giving out his number, I think, when we are near at the end of the program. So those that want to assist by sending him something can do that on that number, which is a South African number.
Yes. So we'll be giving out his number. 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 So
we'll be giving out his number.
Ye, kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila, singakuzwisisa sikamthwakazi.
Ye, so siyabona sokuzalela ingwe kwele South Africa, kuhamba njani?
Hayi, bantu bakithi, esingakusho thina yikuthi isikhathi sifikile.
Ye, kukhanya uyaqhumeka.
The time has come.
Ye, qhubeka baba.
Awungizwakahle, ngithi isikhathi sokuthi singabantu baseZimbabwe sizazi ukuthi singobani, sibuyele emuva siyovusa ilizwe labokhokho. Konke lokho okwenzakalayo kuhleliwe ngamaZulu, zonke izinto ezenzakalayo izibonakala kaNkulunkulu. Zihlelwe ngumdali baba, zihlelwe ngumdali izenzo. Abakholwa ngokholo lesiKristu bathi bona the signs of the end, and masikhuluma nge the end asikhulumi ngokuphela in the physical form, sikhuluma ngokuphela in the spiritual form, of which it might be the end of poverty, it might be the end of suffering from the people of Zimbabwe. But this will be only understood by a few people, of which kusamele sinomsebenzi omkhulu okumele siwenze singabachumayeli nabafundisi, of which again namasonto amaningi ase they are captured by the system that has been oppressing the black people, the people of color. So kuningi esazokubona ikakhulukazi singabantu baseZimbabwe, kunesizathu sokuthi yindaba bebheke kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe, kukhona abakwazi okukhulu ngaleliya lizwe, thina unfortunately singabantu esingakwazi.
So now you're talking about the spiritual aspect. What about the practical aspects on the ground? What's really happening? Why are South Africans saying, now you guys have to go, as far as you're concerned?
before we go to the before we go to the physical and the literal environment, everything starts yonke into qala elizweni lomoya. This is just a manifestation of amandla. Masikhuluma ngamandla aseAfrica okhokho ababe nawo ukuthi they were one with God. This is just a manifestation of what has been divinely planned. Ukuthi okay, this will manifest as umoya of violence ebantwini beNzansi Africa. Abanye bakhona bengakwazi nokuthi bakwenzelani kodwa bephezulu ngokuthi bafuna amaZimbabwe ahambe. Umoya ukuthi ama leaders wonke amasonto aseZimbabwe naseAfrica jike kumele ngabe bakhuluma ngawo, but unfortunately abantu bakithi, they've been captured and brainwashed. Umoya weqiniso awusekho ebantwini bakithi. Most of our prophets are captured. So into eziqale elizweni lomoya, it's just a manifestation, which it has to manifest as a violence against the people of Zimbabwe.
But practically, South Africans are saying some Zimbabweans are criminals, some Zimbabweans have stolen their jobs. You know, let's hit on that. Konoko, what can you say about it?
Ubugebengu abula nationality. Ubugebengu, criminality has no nationality. That's a fact. Criminality is there in everywhere in the world. Liqiniso elimsula lokuthi bakhona abantu abadabukela izweni leZimbabwe abayenza ubugebengu eSouth Africa. Kodwa ubugebengu lobo bubuya phi? Indaba umuntu azakhethe isigebengu sokuthi athwale umbhobho. There's a big issue behind all this that has turned normal people into criminals. People are not born criminals, but situations they result in people becoming criminals.
Yes, still fine. I think they will not go so marvelous. Fine,
I think they will still look at the Ukrainians and Ulakonoko.
Yeah, Kubeka.
Yeah, sorry, not
Kubeka.
Engishoyo yikho lokhu ukuthi masingakhangela nalolu daba olukhuluma ngolo 40 voice note besilalele usesimeni esibuhlungu and akusunguye yedwa obhekane nalokho. Baningi abantu abhekane nezimo ezinjalo, okuyukuthi abantu masingabe lokhu esilwisana nakho lokhu kuzosishiya silimele, abanye bazodlula emhlabeni ngendawo zokuthi akumelanga thina silwe lakho. Kumele silandele silalele ukuthi ubugebengu bukhona. Ubugebengu abulako ukuthi umuntu uvela ngakuphi kwelizwe. And izigebengu esiziningi esizibonayo izigebengu lezi ezidalwe isimo somumo esiwubalekele emazweni abo, ikakhulukazi labo esibabiza ama-economic migrants. Abantu laba bafika lama bagcine sebe-resorta into anything just to provide ukubeka ukudla etafuleni, ngoba basuke bekwazi ukuthi lapho ababuya khona emakhaya banabo gogo, banabomkhulu, banabobabakazi, baney'ngane, banemizi okumele bababhekele. Ingakho umuntu usuka sengasakwazi ukuthi ayenzeni. Of which we are not saying ukuthi we are justifying a crime, but we are just trying to explain ukuthi umuntu ma eselizweni langaphandle, they have to do whatever they have to do, ngoba kumele bafite iy'ngane.
Yes, I was calling you. Marvelous, do you have a question for Mr. Samuel Dube? Mr. Dube is also a preacher, you know?
Yes, you were mentioning something that this is now the sign of the times. So in the churches, how are you talking to those that come to the church when it comes to what we're seeing happening in South Africa?
Okay, first of all, when we are talking about the African mind, we are talking about a mind that has been brainwashed for a very long time. Everything was turned upside down so that it confuses the African mind. So what I'm talking about now is what we still regard as esoteric. It's such an information that can only be understood by a few people, because our people have been brainwashed for a very long time through izinto ezifana nokudla esikudla every day, amanzi esiwaphuza aphuma ezimpompini. So only a few people get to understand it, and there is a sizable community that is now growing. We are seeing a higher level of consciousness that is now spreading among the people of color and the black people. So we are seeing a number of people who, when we tell them about these things, they get to see ukuthi this is it, because ma ukhuluma nomuntu okwazi ukuinterpreta their own dreams, they get to understand, okay, the other day I had such a dream, and then which means those people are only the few chosen ones who have to understand the information and still transfer and try to break it down to the brainwashed mind of the African person.
Yes, so manje kulungiswa njani konke lokho?
Ngokumoya Dube, everything starts within the spirit, and then inkinga abantu yikho ngithi brain colonization of Africa was a very, very dangerous tool. It was not just brutal, abantu babe bulawa, bloodshed. No. It was spiritual, it was economic. especially the spiritual part yiyo ekuhlungu ngoba umuntu wamhlukanisa nokuzazi uthi ungubani sumsathathele inotho yakhe umuntu omnyama obethi mayezwala elizweni leAfrica okhokho bekwazi ukuthi mawuzwale ngaleli ngalesikhathi somnyaka wena italenta lakho yileli ingakho abantu bebengayo esikole kodwa bebephila babe izigqili babe izigwili babe nenotho ngoba umuntu umntwana induna ivike kwemathweleni sasengalo umntwana besimazi ukuthi mayezalwa namhlanje uzoba yini manje sesigidimisa imali asafuni nokulandela amathalenta ayo ma umntwana ekhule egumeni ngathi uthaya igatari ubaba sisithi hayi wona uzohlale ngoba the music industry is associated with the drug abuse and all the bad things of this world of which the African person is the creator of all these things. But because decolonization made sure ukuthi the African person is degraded, angabe esazazi ukuthi who is he. Yikho kumele sikulungise khona khona. Yingakho ngihlala ngithi mina, always Zimbabwe won't be fixed by the ballot box. We need to know ourselves. We need to revive the first nation which is within us.
Yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, Mr. Polondi. I think you're listening to him. So basically, when he looks at some of these things, he takes them biblically, you know. But you're looking at them in a different way. Like, you know, there's a situation in Zimbabwe where people have trooped to South Africa to look for jobs. And South Africa is saying, no, the problem is they're taking those jobs that are basic, you know. So they no longer have jobs. South Africans don't have jobs anymore. So at the end of the day, how do we resolve this kind of conflict?
Yeah, actually, Mr. Duve, this thing is a big problem. That's why I said this thing, our leaders are the one who failing too much. And also, you know what I realize? A lot of people from Zimbabwe, some of them, they make friends with the wrong people here in South Africa. And the wrong people, they turn you in a, like, they'll turn you in a crime, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not good because some of the people from Zimbabwe, a lot of things they just you know they teach them here, they give them the wrong advice, and some of them they use them, you see, because now if you came to South Africa and you meet someone, okay, this guy said I'm a gangster, and you still follow him, then he's going to give you the wrong advice that no, if you can go rob there and then we'll come back with the money. And you know the money is a Satan. Once you hold the money, no turning back. You see? Even some of the ladies, maybe they advise them wrong that, you know what, you can steal the stuff from your boss and send it home and run away, which is not good. That those things, you even if you steal 1 million, you can't eat that money for the rest of your life, you know? Because the our brothers and sisters, they mustn't allow poverty to turn them in a crime. You see? They must try to fight that. They must try something. Don't allow a poverty to turn you in a crime. Because if you can check the scene at Diepsloot, actually, from that, it was not undocumented. The protesting, it was about the crime. But it ended up turning in a wrong way. You see?
Yes, yes. And then comes the issue of saying, okay, how do we resolve it? This is the conflict. How do we handle this?
Yes. That's why, Mena, I said, the way Ngbona, like AMA leaders, they're interfering, I think it's very important. You know? Because I don't see if it's a problem if the president of Zimbabwe can come to South Africa and even those, the headmen or the chiefs, and meet with the leaders of South Africa. Because now the president, he said, no, you mustn't kill your brothers, you know. So this thing, you need, like, they have to meet, a serious meeting, you see. Then they must come with a serious solution. Because this thing of the, sending the videos and whatever is not going to help us. The important thing is a meeting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The meeting
who has to initiate that meeting? Who has to come in and say, you know what, let's hold a meeting about this situation and try to do this or that, you know, because I still remember that South Africans went to Zimbabwe in an attempt to cool tempers between the ruling party and the opposition. At the end of the day, they came out with nothing. You still remember that even Thabo Mbeki, there was no issue concerning Zimbabwe and all those kind of things. So it's really something that is maybe difficult to resolve. But give us your opinion, please. Go ahead.
No, now I feel like I the way I see the lot of leaders, the interfering, I have a little bit of hope that something can come out, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the chief and the headman, those are very important people. They are the ones that are leading us and are the ones who have to educate us, you know? Those people are the ones who have to come and meet with our leaders. You see, maybe something will come out. But if they say something on a video, then doesn't help, you see. Because this situation, you see, it's happening, it stopped for 2 years, it's happening again, you see, which is not good. And if you, to be honest, if you can check here, South Africa, we are, there's a lot of, you know, it's like it's 9 provinces, you see. So if you can check some of the province, there's a lot of Zimbabweans, but something like this is not happening. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Look, for my side, me, I'm from Limpopo. So Limpopo is very rare to see something like this. You see? Like Northern Cape is very rare to see something like that. That's why you can see that there's a people who are against the foreigners. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like everyone here in South Africa, you know. There's a few people who are against the foreigners. And which, as the guy said, because according to South African person, when we're talking about the foreigner, you're talking about someone who's from Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, and if we can take... Remember last time when I spoke to you, I think it's last year, I told you that according to South African person, a foreigner is someone who came from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So what about other foreigners? Even you have a lot of people from China, from the UK, from Nigeria. Why is a foreigner in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, that's why it's what I'm trying to say, that you can see that there's a problem, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, and like we don't want to go deeper. We know where this problem came from, and even the our leaders, they know the culture that they like to start this thing. You know, I think even the Zimbabweans who live here in South Africa, they know. You know, they know very well, and it's only one province that caused this problem.
Which province is that?
That's why I said no, we don't want to go deeper. But it's the only one people who came from one province who causing this problem, which is not good. You see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's why I said our leaders, you know, they're failing a lot. They're failing a lot. That's why I said now, I feel like there's a little bit of hope. Because I see a lot of... the leaders, they're interfering, which they have to interfere with the power. You know? You know, to solve a problem, you have to interfere with the power. But if you are very far and you just say it's very sad, no. The voice that says very sad is not going to help us. Because it happened. And we don't want to that thing happened again. Because what if now the Zimbabweans also they turn? You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just briefly.
Imagine like, what if also Zimbabweans, and then they said we fight back. Everyone is going to kill his brother, because you can when you meet someone at night, you can't say are you a Shona or whatever. You end up killing your sister or your brother, because this thing, to be honest, at the end of the day. Mark my words, it's going to be very, very bad.
Mm.
At one of the good day, is going to be a serious war. And a lot of people, they're going to lose their life. Remember I told you that my friend lost their life the time there was the first attack.
Yes.
Yes. You know? And it was from Limpopo. He lost their life. And this thing, if they don't find a solution, I'm telling you, it's going to be very bad. Because I can hear that those people, they're going to turn back, and very soon. And it's not going to be nice. Now, you know, angeke sakwazi ukuthi sizokhuluma ngani, because kuzoba kuthiwa abantu abaso ba South Africa bashonile, abantu baso ba Zimbabwe, whatever, whatever. Yabo. Because mina I see, I hear, because everyone umuntu uyakhathala. Yabo. Umuntu uyakhathala. Even the time esi esikolweni, mawuya esikolweni umuntu akushaya endleleni. At the end of the day you fight. You see?
Yeah, you fight.
So this thing, that's why I said, whatever. I think I saw one of them. I'm not sure if he's a chief. I think that guy, according to me, if he can, it can be, his voice can raise again, more and more, you know. And I saw some people, they visited the Deep Sleep police station to meet the station commander or whatever, you know. This thing they must push. That the both people, both leaders, have a serious meeting. Because manje phela lento le is a problem. You remember the people are not in deep sleep everywhere, and everyone now is scared. Bathu ukuthi manje siyosebenza kanjani? Because omunye sisungele ukuthi umlongo wakhe uthe angasaphuma ngapha e-state. If you afuna ukuya eShop then uzomhambisa buye naye. Which I go right.
That is really bad. It looks like apartheid. So at the end of the day, it's really complicated. Let's bring in Mr. Samuel Bamba. Let's bring in Mr. Samuel Dube. Marvelous, go ahead with Mr. Dube.
Maybe if you could play the audio also of the wife of Mr. Zinja, so that we can just hear, you know, what women are also going through as their husbands are attacked. And we saw there the wife of the late Elvis Nyati also, you know, talking about what, you know, how it went down when her husband was burnt to death.
Yes, so let me play that audio. Just hold on 1 second. So, here she comes.
Vanhu community vaka ronga mutsangano vachiti maZimbabwe kutora mabasa vari kutengesa mashabhini vari kuita zvese munomu munzvimbo medu saka tuda kuti vadii vaende nobva vambotanga kumacha vasina kukumbira mvumo kumapurisa ndobva vazoenda kumapurisa vambomiswa nemapurisa ndobva vakaenda vakanokumbira dheti vakapiwa dheti remuswa 24 April. As far as I write, teacher in peaceful way. Saka, in Muswa 23, the government has taken into consideration the 6 months. The government has taken into consideration the number of names. Zewa, undi shita kana wanawa katanga nini zidisho kumanyanteze. Andi zogoni. Saka ndakango chakuroka endi begi. Ndango ane juma pushi ne mbembiri zegushi ndando vandawa kuni. Saka ndiri kuno kudaro protest ya yatanga tine magrupa taka joiniswa nevanhu ve community. Magrupa vandaingogara ndichifollowa ndichingonzwa zvaitika saka murume wangu ndaimubata ndichitaura naye but dzakuma 440 doc foni yake yakatadza kudi kuita. Pasina chinguva vanhu vandaona mugrupu re community rorataurwa kuti anonzi baba vhale kana kuti Emmanuel Zinja atemwa. Kutipinu kwangosi wakarara hamene kuti kana mupenyere apa inini handisiri panzvimbo ndanga ndiri kure ndakatanga kushaya kuziva tisaka ndodii ndopa ndakatanga kutsvaga manhamba sevanhu ndopa ndakafonera landlord wedu wataigara nemba ati yasvika pano ndazofonera ambulance ndafonera ambulance yazoya after 1 hour saka atakurwa aenda kuhospital saka vakasvika ikoko kubrizeb hospital mumba vasoniwa vagara kudamba vati vamasika nemva vaonekwa kuti hwani rimwe demo racho ranga rarakadzika mumba vaiswa kutaiga bhegi saka ini ndakazonovaona kubva kustrand ndichienda kutaiga bhegi apa ndakasvika pacho vaitotaridza kusatomboziva kuti chii chaiti vagara vekoko dokita akazoti vabaitwa operation nokuti hwani racho rakatema nechekumaside uku rakanga ranoafecta kubrain ndobva vaitwa operation yachoni Saka inini kushuvira angu angu nepfungwa dzangu ndaichingo kumbirawo kana kuti kubatsira wangadawo kumunde kuti haina angafunga kuenda kumba kutogara kumhusha yedu kuZimbabwe tichiona kuti zvii zvinotevera tiriko. Ndo angu shuvira yangu yandainayo ndangoudzawo vamwe kuti shuwa zvinhu izvi vanhu ava vachatide munyika mavo kana munhu une zvinhu zvakakosha kuendesa kumba kuri raiti nekuti tiri kuno vakange vakupaza dzimba takangozowana imba musisina kana chinhu tikangosarawo nemvisi idzodzo dzandandabuya nazvo hapana chandakazombowana mumba imomo takangowana mava giraundi.
Ye loke unkosikazi akutsho mavhela suti utini lapho mama?
That was the wife of Emmanuel Zinja. She's talking about the incident that happened. I think she made a mistake on the date. It was March 24th,
mm-hmm.
But she said April 24th. And then I said to her, but you're talking about, and she said, you know, we are so confused. But anyway, this happened last month. And she says that she left her place where they were staying to go and to her relative who's close by because she wanted to go to the clinic and also to get checked because she's 6 months pregnant. But she was following events that were happening, and then she saw on the WhatsApp group that, you know, her husband had been attacked while, you know, she left him where they were staying in Western Cape. And she said then she went to the hospital from where she was, and he couldn't even recognize her. He was out of sorts because he had been attacked by an ex, and one of the ex, she says, the doctor told them, nearly, you know, touched his brain, but luckily enough, they were able to operate and make sure that there was no tetanus, and now he's recovering. But all she wants is to go home, because she says, to those that are listening and in areas that are volatile, they need to start sending their property home, because when they returned to where they lived, there was nothing. The home was, there was nothing, that everything that they left there had been looted. She had even had preparation for the baby that she's expecting. There was nothing. So now they're starting from ground zero, and they don't have even anything to enable them to be able to go back home. So that's why they are now appealing to the community to say, we would like to go back home. We cannot take it anymore. They're fearing for their lives. And also she says, as her husband recovers, things are very tough at the moment for the family.
Yeah, kanya kulo hlupho kakhulu. Ngena kuna baba Baduwe usitshele wena ukuzwa njani khona kuzinqaka kulalelo.
Yebo siyabonga Duwe. Hey, hayi kubi impela abantu babhekane lobunzima.
Yeah, so manje kuthiwe inqakuthi. Kumele kwenziwe.
Engizokutsho mina ukuthi undoda loya oselimpopo ukukhuluma naye umbuze wathi kwenziwe njani. Wathi we are expecting ama leaders to do things. Into enzoyisho ukuthi this time it's in our hands, it's in the young generation's hands, because these political leaders, most of them, they stand to benefit from issue yama illegal foreign nationals in you know, in these countries, and they have signed ama gentlemen's agreements with the other political parties, specifically for the ANC and the ZANU-PF. We know the big heads who are in South Africa here, who have mineral companies in Zimbabwe, some are in the bus transportation industry, you know. They benefit from this situation. If you talk about traveling to Zimbabwe right now, you have a document, you don't have a document, you can go to Zimbabwe. There are people who are controlling that industry, and they are benefiting from that. So it is in our hands as the young people to say, enough is enough. If you look at the people who are complaining right now, these people who are abakhuluma ngenkinga abhekane nazo, those are the young people. Those are the voices of the young people who are the builders of the future nation that we want to build, the nation of a united African people, with the people who have what we call Ubuntu, who do not have hatred on each other, who do not call each other foreigners in Africa. We have a long way to go as people, and we have a lot of work to do in conscientizing the black mind that was brainwashed.
Yes, still come back to the way the
Yebo, engikushoyo yikho ukuthi zonke lezinto esikhangelane lazo zimele zilungiswe ngabasha, abasha njengoba singakhangela sibone ukuthi labantu abayibo abahlukunyezwe ilezehlakalo masibeza bekhuluma lana kuma voice note ngabantu abasha abasakhulayo engisho ukuthi lesi sikhathi esikuso khathesi ngesokuthi thina singabantu abasha thathe lokhu sikubeke ezandleni zethu sithi yisikhathi sethu sokuthi silivuse izwekazi labokhokho abantu abadala labo abasezikhundleni zezombusazwe bayadla lapho abakhona basayina ama-gentlemen's agreements bayadla akubahluphi ngalutho ngoba izikhwama zabo zigcwele bakhala izikhwama zabo zigcwele thina we have to do this sizenzele thina nabantwana bethu abeza ikhona ukuthi singabantu abasha ngithi isikhathi sifike sokuthi silivuse ilizwe laseZimbabwe silivuse izwekazi laseAfrika kodwa kumele sikwenze lokhu sibambene sikhuluma ngevoice inye ingakho singele sithole kunabo dudulana nani kumele sikwazi ukuthi sidudula wuphi umoya sidudula bani uma kuthiwa kuyadudula Africa, ngubani omele adudule singadudulani sina thina sodwa ngoba ukududulana kwethu thina sodwa lokhu yikho vele abakufuna yikho abakudraftayo ngesikhathi bengena bezokholonayiza bokhokho so obaba bethu basase-traumatized abanye bethu abanye babo basabesaba kakhulu abantu abasikholonayizayo ingakho bengathi abafuni ukuyiza kahle le ndaba le
siyawuza kakhulu-ke maybe Marvelous can go to Tsepo Londi.
Maybe just to wrap up, so what's the way forward from what you are seeing on the ground?
Mr. Samuel.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, mina into engizogcina ngayo eish abantu bakithi ibengicela ukuthi whatever lava but abantu lava bakwazi ukuthi benze crime lento le fanele stop yebo because yabona manje kutshontshwa imoto zikrosa kuma river eBed Bridge and imoto lezi asiyazi sithathwa abantu baZimbabwe or abantu baSouth Africa basithatha bazinikeza abantu baZimbabwe and le nto leyo may backfire but no abantu baZimbabwe benza so yabo which ayikho right that's why ngithi affecta ama innocent people so bona lawo ungathi bona bakwazi ukuthi benze crime le nto le ifanele istop because if iyaqhubeka at the end of the day kwenzeka kuisimo siva nje yabona and which asikho right that's why ngithi ama leaders also yona le nto yokuthi imoto ziyatholwa eBed Bridge kuma river bathulile ngayo abakhulumi ngayo yabo and which into le uthola ukuthi abantu manje bacina baye ba angry ngayo yabona baba dude abantu baba abayenza crime sibesicela ukuthi basitope bangavumeli ukuthi ipoverty iba turn into crime because otherwise le angeke sithole isolution yabona because it's very painful le nto le yenzekayo because abanye bazivuyela emsebenzini yabo ba attack because of someone or because imoto mayitshontshile bayibona lapha bayifaka all over the social media ukuthi 5 Hilux recovered in a Limpopo River. It is crosser to Zimbabwe. Some of them, you see them, they pull badonza ngamadongi nenene babathola bayabaleka and babalekela Zimbabwe side. So lento leya bafanele bayistop. Nabo laba bathi ama house breaking or everything log wokwenza lento le bafanele bayistop because asizofacea isituation because of one person or five people yayibona yabona lapha iLimpopo that guy from Zimbabwe who he killed like 7 women so manje umuntu oyi-one ufanele azo disturb everyone ayikho right lento lo ayikho right at all.
Siyabonga kakhulu ungatshinelwa kusasa. So Marvelous, we're talking to Mr. Tsepo Londi. He's a South African. He normally participates in some of our programs, and we really appreciate his time today. He spent a lot of time with us so that we can discuss some of these issues. We also wish to thank Mr. Samuel Dube, who is a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, and Thuso Khumalo, our correspondent, for providing some of the videos that we have today. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Sufanganya Huye, and would also like to say those that want to assist Mr. Emmanuel Zinja, his number is +27 0800-642-173467. That's in South Africa.
Good night.